As humans, we get lured into committing sins by the shaitan and by bad company. We tend to make mistakes and errors in our lives, and sometimes we end up losing the right path for a while. Now what should we do? And Anas radiallahu ta'ala أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. So then Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, every son of Adam sins, but the best of the sinners are those who repent. So what should we do? We should repent. We should turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for forgiveness. Repentance is a sure path towards forgiveness. Of course, after committing sin, one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels a great sense of guilt. He feels misery and becomes restless and doesn't find peace. But what does the Ar-Rahman, the Rahim, the Sustainer, the Merciful say for these types of people? He says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. That do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as indeed He will forgive all of your sins. Meaning only through repentance one can have all of his sins and previous misconducts wiped out. So dear viewers of Madani channel, for repentance we must do tawbah, which is in Arabic, it means to turn. We should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having disobeyed Him. Tawbah has great importance in the religion of Islam. It is something we should always include in our life, as Allah Almighty loves those who constantly repent. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to do tawbah by saying, O mankind, do tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness as I do so 100 times daily. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should never hesitate in returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing sincere tawbah in His court, no matter how numerous and severe the sins that we have committed. Though the shaitan, he hinders one from making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness upon our tawbah. Ameen, bijahi nabi al-ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.